welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Yesterday, February 1, and the first 2 minutes of this show just showed you that that energy is going to be an amazing energy this month. And we have so much to be talking about that. So let me go back and say welcome to everybody again and just share that welcome. We are delighted that we are here. We want to say hello over to BBS Radio and all of our listeners over there. And remember, at BBS, you can call us as well on an 800 line. Srinam, why don't you give them that number?
That number is 888-627-6008. So you can call us toll free at 888-627-6008, or you can ring us at our regular number, which is a 517-208-1500.
517-208-1500. The phone banks are filling up really fast. So get in there. You do get to listen to the show while you're holding. So again, 517-208-1500 or 888-627-6008. And hey,
cheers.
Yes, cheers. And welcome over at onenesstalkradio.com, where I know there's lots of chat going on. You can listen, you can watch. And of course, hi, YouTube. You've probably been looking at us without audio going, wow, this is a really funky show today. So I hope you hung around. We love you dearly over at Official Sri and Kira. Thank you for being here on this extraordinary February ignited choice point moment. There's so much happening.
Oh, there is. I was just peeking over here at the chat room.
We're probably over at Facebook too.
We are.
Yeah.
And over at YouTube, there, it's just always warms my heart. People are saying hello to each other and offering love and hugs. And I'm very happy to see that. And later on the show, I'll offer my own little love and hug.
Hey, he's going to jump in later on. And so how exciting. But, you know, thank you all for jumping in right now. And Sri, I really, my heart is just beaming thinking about what happened in the first 2 minutes of today's show.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, yesterday, I hope you guys caught yesterday's show. Remember, this is part two. Yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries. You can catch it over at the YouTube channel, Oneness Talk Radio, or at the Oneness Talk Radio channel, or over at TFRlive.com. But you want to listen to yesterday's show because yesterday we started talking about the February radiance. And not just the energy of February, guys. We're talking about the entire decade and these ascension up-level mastery moments, these events that are hitting an intensity that I think the opening of today's show is kind of reflecting.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's one of those things that I don't know if it's Mercury or me.
Oh, yeah, both.
You know, but I think Mercury might be influencing me as far as getting everything turned on properly, and sometimes that happens.
But this is true.
But I do want to say that yesterday we had a wonderful show with lots of information shared about the time we're in and especially the month we're in. And I think some of this we need to revisit because so often we get caught up in the listening and we forget to apply it to ourselves. And what I mean by that is one thing to be listening.
I'm all ears. I'm
it's
like,
one
okay.
thing to be listening and to be, you know, let us entertain you. And it's another thing to be listening and let us engage you. Let us speak from our hearts to your hearts. Are you ready for the dance that is upon us? Because this is a dance. February is bringing forward an amplification of this roaring energy, this flow that we talked about since the first of the year.
Yeah, we've been talking about this since January 1.
And so we're going to revisit some of that right now and talk about also the effect of this Mercury retrograde that's coming in.
Yeah. And not only that, how all of this has come together into these ascension up-level mastery moments. Now, let's kind of deconstruct some of this right now so that we can put it all back together. So let us first remember that this day, right now, today, before we go anywhere, is a palindrome. Now, if you don't know what a palindrome is, it means that you can read this date numerically exactly the same. Talk about
forward
perfect
or
and
backwards.
Right? Perfect balance. Now, I want you to really think about that. So 0202020 reverses to be exactly the same thing. It is that perfect mirror. It is that perfect balance.
So let's just hang out with that, because that's one of the, it's like holding up a crystal. You're going, oh my goodness, it's reflecting back to me no matter where I hold it. 2220. 2-2-20-20.
Well, and think about when it was 2 a.m. 20,
When
it was 2 a.m., 2 minutes, 20 seconds. I mean, there's just so much, you know, it's just really wild. So what I want you to think about is this. This is the only time in this century. Now, Sri and I have been talking about the decade ahead, but in this moment, and this is all leading into why February is so important and why today, and there's just so much going on. And so when you breathe into it, in the entire century, this is never going to happen again. And here's what I love, and we're going to put up the February calendar, or at least try to show it to you. The last time this happened was, you ready? 909 years ago, which is the 18, which is the 9 plus the infinite again. I mean, really take that in, because I have a lot to share with you about that the minute we talk about the ascension up level in February.
Well, and so, you know, we look at the clock and it's 444 or we're seeing 333.
Whatever.
But this is
right in front of us all.
Everybody is receiving this divine reflection,
This
opportunity to kind of stop the automatic assumptions and go, wait a minute, today is a special day. And that would be a good habit to be in, would it not?
Well, and you know what I love is that it's 101 years to the next one.
Yeah.
All right. So from today, it's 101 years from now. And there is just so much going on. Of course, the 2 plus the infinite. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much happening. And so this was a really important thing to open
up.
And
the last time it happened, it was 11-11 in the year 1111.
11, right? 909 years ago. Now, why is this also important? How does this tie into what's happening right now? Well, Sri, let's show them the February Ascension Mastery Calendar. So if you have not yet gone to YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, please watch the video that we have just put out. It's very short, under 5 minutes, about this ascension up-level mastery energy. Really important to pay attention and learn about it. So I'm not going to teach it here. I did tell a little more yesterday. You can get the calendar for the entire year. Go check this out. It's also at sriandkira.com. So as you are, I'm not sure why we have a calendar within a calendar right now. That's why. My husband's having his Mercury retrograde today. I love it. I love it. So what you'll see on the calendar is yesterday, February 1, was the Mercury retrograde pre-phase. Now, this is really important. Sri and I are going to be sharing with you why, because of what it's doing about this union, this memory energy, this remembrance energy.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk a lot more about that in just a moment. But here's what I want you guys to look at right now. Look at February 9th. Okay. February 9th, which is the 909 years since the last experience of this energy, will come forward during the full moon up level. That's the 909. And so when you look at that, the other thing we mentioned yesterday during our mastery mentorship gathering was that we are in the miracle of the 17 right now, meaning that the Mercury retrograde pre-phase began on February 1. 17 days from now, when we begin the 18th, we will be in the Mercury retrograde going into a propulsion energy, plus it is Ascension Mastery up level day. And so we are currently within the magic of the 17. On day 2, we've had this 909 year cycle come forward. And so this is a moment of true perfect balance, and it's occurring within this miracle 17. And the 9, which is exactly 1 week from today, it's next Sunday. I love that Sri and I are with you today, and I love that we're going to be with
Sunday,
you next Sunday.
Full moon party,
everybody. Yeah, it's a full moon ascension up level. We'll be doing a special, beautiful experience with that. We'll be doing it on the air. But why this is so important is because we are at a moment through these up-level events. The last thing I want to point out before we take the calendar off the air is that on the 23rd, you'll see that that is another illuminated full moon. Remember that for this year, 2020 and 2021, we are now in the moment of these illuminated new moons. And we talked all about that yesterday, so we're not going to share more about it today. Last but not least, if you look up next to the date, February 2020, it says profound shift. That is the energy flow of this month that the dragonfly ignition is carrying, and we're in a month of choice. So, you know, you wrap all that together, and not only are we in the month of choice, we're in a month, a year of experience. And so because we are in, remember, January was an experience energy, 2020 is an experience energy, the entire decade is an experience decade, but this very month is a choice month.
Yeah.
So this is going to be about the experience of the choice. And boy, is there a lot coming forward, guys.
Well, and remember that when we are in the experience flow, it's saying we are actively engaged.
Right.
And so it's important to kind of add these understandings, because as your consciousness evolves, awareness, experience, and choice, we constantly cycle. And that the experience is the recognition of where you're engaged, what you're doing. And we are engaged in an up-level annual. I'm looking for the right word. An up-level year, because this whole year.
Well, but it's an up-level 2 years.
Yes,
two
that's
years.
Right. Two
it's
years.
The next
yeah.
2 years. And we talk about all of this in our video, the three things you need to know. So the other video that you absolutely need to go watch, and we're going to handle today's show assuming you've already seen it. So if you didn't see it, please go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the video 2020 Ascension Up Level, and also watch the video 2020 Ascension Energy, the three things you need to know. Because there is... The only way I think that we could say this is that it is an intensity that has a much greater pace, that is an igniter that can inspire if you are willing to be inspired. And this is why we did the show a few weeks ago on Are You Tired or Are You Inspired? Because, you know, Sri, the one thing I just want to share is that this greater pace is really an ignition.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it really is an ignition.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just sorry. You know, there are so many jewels that come out of your mouth. And I want to just say, let's pause. Let's just go with this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you willing to be inspired? That's where I got grabbed.
Right. Are you tired? You have to want it. You know, that's the one thing. When I was on the treadmill this morning, you know, it was one of those treadmill days where I was like, okay, if I just get to a half an hour, then, you know, you keep playing the games with yourself. You know, if I could just make it to 40 minutes, okay, I'll start my warm up early. And then the next thing you know, the hour's gone.
But let's just...
But I want to share why I was sharing
that. Pardon me. Yeah, keep going.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
No, I forgot now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys.
We were interrupting each other here. So we were talking about that. Are you willing to be inspired?
Well, that was the reason for the story, was that, you know, how bad do you want it? You got to want it. You know, reverse aging. I know a lot of you have been writing Sri and I about it. We're so excited that so many of you are wanting to come here to Tosa Blue Mountain and join us for those programs. And the one thing we will share with you is, don't come if you don't really want it. You have to want it. And the same thing with your spiritual evolution, the same thing with this beautiful dragonfly flying here today. This is about, what do you want? Because you want something. And the key is, do you want to just give up because it's easier? Or are you ready to say, like, my motto right now is not without a fight. I am not going down without a fight. We are doing this together. And I'm grateful there's so many of you on the front line joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are grateful for this community and many of you that are actively, energetically supporting the front line of the ignition.
Exactly.
Of the awakening. Because awakening, it comes back to, do you really want it? Just as we're talking about here, do you really want inspiration? Because so often we have been disappointed. We have been disappointed with ourselves and with others.
Yeah.
And so that energy of, dare I open my heart one more time? Dare I risk enthusiasm? Dare I even wonder if I can take the leap?
And that's the victim.
Exactly.
Right. And that's what I want you to hear, right? That's
energy,
victim energy.
That energy of, I can't risk this. I've got too much to lose. I've been hurt before. I've been disappointed before. The world isn't going to support me.
Honestly, means is, don't bother trying, because you're still going to defeat yourself in many ways.
You are.
Yeah.
And if those frequencies are just pushed into the subconscious and you begin to look at, wait a minute.
Yep.
Is that really how I want to finish this lifetime? Is that really how I want this show to play out?
That's the mastery moment. See, that's when you're willing to look at you. That's when you're willing to look in the mirror and go, wait a minute, where did I forget that I am capable of doing this? Where did I forget that every being on this planet has a sacred sequence, right? That's ascended numerology. Every being has a sacred sequence. Your sacred sequence is your verification that you stood in line to be on this planet at this moment in time to do exactly what it is you're here to do. And so the question is the victim, because everyone will get victim energy living in this world of co-creation. That's part of what we're here to experience. The question is, what are you going to do with it?
So when we talk about an anti-aging program, this means a thorough cleansing of that which would inhibit your success.
Yeah.
And a thorough cleanse, guess what?
It begins up here, guys.
It's body and mind
and spirit.
And spirit and emotions, you know, emotions
it's
and mind.
All together.
So these defeating assumptions, these defeating belief patterns need to be flushed out and released.
Yes.
How do we flush them out? You just bring the light of consciousness to them and say, yeah, I guess I was holding on to that one.
And then love yourself enough for seeing it.
And to love yourself means to say, I can be okay seeing that I have some self-defeating habits.
Right.
They aren't your reality. They're software programs that are running in the brain that are set up to defeat, meaning to diminish you. As we claim our empowerment, we claim our anti-aging capacity. And let's rephrase that. We claim the resurrection energy.
Well, we claim the truth of who we are. And you know, anti-aging, reverse aging, it's not anti-aging, it's really reverse aging.
Yeah.
Because reverse aging is a consciousness up level. It's a moment in your consciousness where all doubt releases around the capacity of your physical form to meet the level of divine interaction that your soul is inviting to come forward in this worldly experience. And so it does take a moment of really paying attention. And I, you know, Sri, what I was wanting to share also is that we are in this moment of this ignition of what the divine directors call the unification of remembrance.
Ah.
Now, breathe that in. The unification of remembrance. And this is why the calendar came out. This is why all these up levels were offered. This is why the retrogrades are becoming. We are in a moment right now, just like shifting how you feel about aging or nutrition or anything else. We're just using this as an example. But we are in that moment where, are you really willing to let go of how you even define the way you've been experiencing things? We are in a year of experience. What are you experiencing as part of the experience in February, the month where the illumination is illuminating? I mean, really breathe that in.
And that brings up an important point.
I think so.
Which is called visibility.
Yes!
Yeah. And we touched on that a second ago
when we were
talking about reverse aging or claiming the resurrection energy. We need to be careful. When you claim a vitality, are you invigorating that which was also defeating you?
Yeah.
Are you cleansing that so that you can invigorate that which is affirming you, that which is pulling you forward?
Right.
So February here brings in this radiance, which means you can be more visible to yourself, and you will see the truth in others more easily, I believe, as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those moments where if you look at the energy before you, remember that we are in an experience, the decade. I just want to go a little broader right now. The 2020 decade is all about extreme abundance. Okay. I mean, extreme abundance, and not just meaning money. And we talked a lot about this yesterday. Please go listen to yesterday's show. It's also about roaring flow. And that's where today comes in, because February radiance is the amplifier of what is happening. Yet this perfect balance moment that carries with it the energy of the nine plus the infinite is right now in this moment inside of this 17 miracle creation day energy of illumination, leading us to this incredible moment in February. And we have two of them, two Ascension Mastery Up level moments in February. And so we have this ninth coming right up next week. So the key here is, as you are in your unification of remembrance, that is how the retrograde will become your best friend. That is how you go way outside of the box, right, and go, hurry, Mercury, please, please be here. And to celebrate what you are being invited to look at, what you are being invited to remember, and to be aware that on the 23rd of February, inside of the Mercury retrograde active presence is going to be our first illuminated new moon, which is that fully available creation. So in this moment of visibility, in this moment of unified remembrance, are you allowing yourself to radiate? Are you allowing yourself to illuminate? And going back to what you said earlier, because I think it's a very important point, Sri, what are you willing to see when everything is illuminated? What are you choosing? Because it's a choice month. So whatever you are not seeing is because you're choosing not to. And that is part of the mastery choice that's going on in the background during this entire time.
You know, what are you willing to see is a powerful question, because denial and the automatic defense mechanism of saying, I'm going to just discount or deny anything that would cause me to be uncomfortable. What that does is it takes a powerful mechanism of your filtration and it puts it at the service of the wounded part of you,
yeah,
that says, these all things make me uncomfortable. Let's not look at them. And before you know it, you find that your life choices have gotten more narrow. Your joy has narrowed and truncated, and all of the symptomology, you could call it, both in the relationships and in your body, comfort, start saying, hey, there's something being denied here. And so in that, it's important to be willing to love yourself enough to say, let's look. Because when we look at ourselves, we heal ourselves. When we judge ourselves, we hurt ourselves. To look is not to judge. To look is to say, I'm bringing the light of consciousness and going, now.
And that looking also brings forgiveness.
It brings the energy of compassion and forgiveness.
Right? So it's the lift.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic that the thing we fear the most oftentimes, or we resist the most because the ego goes, don't look. But when we can relax and look, we are also inviting ourselves to lift and love. And when we do that, that ignition of compassion comes forward from the also moment. And that's the moment of mastery. The moment of mastery is not the prevention, not the perfection while you're in form. Far from it. The gift of mastery is the moment of recognition and reconnection with the divine flow. And remember, that's the other energy of the 2020s, roaring flow.
Yeah.
Which is why we've been calling it the Roaring 20s, because it's going to be extreme abundance. Everything's in abundance, guys. Everything is in abundance, irrespective of what it is. Remember, energy is neutral. So if the energy of extreme abundance has come forward, then everything is going to be extremely abundant. And this is why being in that lifted consciousness, being in that moment of, oh, I see this, is a gift we give ourselves, because once we see it, we're able to lift through it and hold the presence to invite others to do the same. And that's where we really are going to, because in 2020 and in 2021, we have the extraordinary opportunity to have the greatest mass awakening of self-ascension on the planet ever. And that's pretty exciting.
That's more than exciting.
Yeah, I think that's pretty exciting.
That makes life a whole lot worth more fun to live is what I'm trying to get out of
here. I like that too.
You know, I like bumping into people who have touched their own hearts and have a smile on their face, because it affirms the qualities that I wish to enhance in my own life.
Exactly.
So let's affirm each other. And it gets us back to that wonderful wisdom that came from the divine directors. Yeah. Imagine a world where you saw everybody in their highest.
Always.
And saw the same in yourself. To look at yourself with the highest love and support, and to say, I see your potential, beloved one. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep polishing and shining. You're good and getting gooder.
And to be with those who know that you're not crazy, with those who have walked the path, with those that have been with you in spirit, when we can say yes to that. And you know, this brings us back to something we were talking about earlier, as far as you've got to want it.
Yep.
Because remember, guys, I'm sure you all have these friends that are our family members or whomever. The addiction to the drama of density is the number one drug that is on the planet right now. It has nothing to do with the illusion of anything else other than a self-inflicted cape. It's not even a veil. This thing is a massive cape that comes from addiction to the density drama. And density drama addiction is one of those, what are you willing to look at? Because it's all illuminated right now. And so are you addicted to the adrenaline? Because at the end of the day, it comes down to adrenaline, right?
Yeah.
What pumps the physical body? What makes the physical body feel like it's getting some livelihood? Do you get adrenaline from upliftment? Or is your adrenaline coming from drama?
And one of the things, you know, I have the joy of being in a healing relationship with many, many people and offering that service and support. And as I'm mentoring and coaching people, one of the things I've observed is that on the path of awakening, oftentimes people start to unhook from density.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not doing the social media as much. I'm not doing the conspiracy theories.
24-hour news
I'm not on CNN all the time. I'm unhooking from that. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
But did you unhook from the need to have pain? Because what happens next is the addiction to our emotional patterns. And even though I'm unhooking from some of the adrenaline, I want to talk about the fact that sometimes we keep patterns going because we're addicted to the rush of the pain and conquering the pain.
Yeah.
And it's a vicious cycle of going, having an itch and scratching it kind of thing emotionally. So there are layers of addiction in our system that need the light of love brought to them so you can then make a fresh choice from an empowered place. Healing doesn't require painful catharsis. Healing requires clarity from a place of empowerment to say, I'm choosing differently now.
And, you know, I'm smiling as Shri is sharing that, because I'm thinking about the choice we made 18 years ago when Archangel Zadkiel first showed up. And in our book, it's a classic book. I encourage you to read it. Sacred Union, The Journey Home by Shri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra. Get this book. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is there is an entire section, and we were very blessed to get that information very early on, where Archangel Zadkiel talks about the habit of the habit of the pain of the pain, and why this addiction is so strong, and why we hold on to this addiction. And I think you and I are living examples of, after 18 years of being gifted with all of this incredible information, that this stuff really works.
Yeah.
But the habit of the habit of the pain is what has created the cape that has literally shielded you from seeing all the light. You know, if you've got a hood on and your eyes are always looking down at the ground, you only see the reflection of illumination.
Right.
You know it's light out because you can see your feet, but you're not looking at the light. You got to take off that hood. Do you think it's any wonder so many people on this planet are now in hoodies? You got to take off that hood and allow yourself. And you know, if you've ever seen The Last Mimsy, and if you haven't, one of Kira Ra's all-time favorite movies, go find The Last Mimsy. And I don't want to give it away, but what I will share with you is at the end, all we did was need to remember who we really are. And that came from a very strong struggle from the few who were awake and the many who chose to stop them. Yeah. And what I find so interesting is that we are in a moment where we've gone from not only going inward into our homes, you know, the whole cocooning effect and how that happened.
Right.
Then we've gone even within our homes into separate rooms and experiences. We used to, at least if we were home, we were having a common shared experience of the home. Now there's even individual experiences within that. And now there's even, let me shut out the light.
Oh, yeah.
And so in a month of illumination, in a month where radiance is the energy, it will also be to those who are unable to experience it that way. Remember, year of experience, it will feel like radiation. So look at those differences in the way they're playing out.
Radiation is, you'll know that you're heading down that road if you start to feel irritated, because what it's saying, what you're
radiated.
Saying, yeah, what you're saying is this up-leveling in energy, I'm not quite ready to accept.
And that's okay.
And but if you get that clarity and say, I'm not willing to accept, then it will no longer irritate you. The point of irritation, the point of any of these experiences is to bring your awareness to something.
Right.
Say, hey, take a look, make a choice.
Right.
Nothing more than that. All
right.
Choices are good. You know, go with what you trust and go with what you believe in. But to put our head in the sand means we will have unconscious results.
Wow. So take a breath in on that. And you know, I do want to share that one of the ways that we can always keep ourselves illuminated is to do things that bring us joy in our off time. You know, I know many of you write us and share, you don't know what I do for a living. I can't do this. I can't do that. Okay, that's cool. However, within the truth of you, maybe you're wearing your mala under your shirt so that energy is still with you.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just simply holding presence. Maybe when you're putting a hand on your heart and people think you're just out of breath, you've got your hand on your heart and you're igniting star consciousness and offering presence. But when you're outside of those experiences where you don't feel comfortable being yourself and you don't feel comfortable making a change, all of which is valid and part of the journey, are you allowing yourself to be yourself? And the reason Sri and I are mentioning this is that, remember, everything is visible right now. Everything is illuminated. Everything is visible. And this retrograde that we have already started the pre-phase, this is the first of the next 2 years that is all about this divine remembrance. So here's why Sri and I are talking about this so much. If you dive into these Mercury retrogrades with the energy of awareness and the availability for the experience, you're going to come out the other side like you've just gone through a wormhole on hyperdrive and go, wow, wow. You'll look back and go, wow, I did that. And the answer is, yes, you did. Or if you choose to not embrace that aspect, you'll go through the Mercury retrograde in any way that serves your highest service. And they're all good.
Yeah.
But this is why this is so important, because what are you willing to say yes to? And you're going to have 2 years to keep making this choice. Remember, this is because we are loved so much, and this is all in our two new videos. Go watch them. We have this 2 year overlap, and what a blessing.
Well, and golly, you get a chance to practice. You know,
right? How cool is that?
You know, your whole life.
I'm good with that.
I love the word spiritual practice.
Yeah, right.
The phrase,
right.
I love it.
I love it.
Because to practice is to hone one's mastery.
Right.
To exercise, to lift weights, to oratory, to sing. I mean, if you're a singer, you know you have to keep singing. You have to keep practicing, or a musician. And so spiritual practice is also a reminder that it is the process of surrendering into the intention, the sacred intention, that brings the fruit forward.
Yeah.
And so we surrender into the sacred intention and the knowing that my life is my spiritual practice.
I love that.
And my awareness is sacred, and I choose to bring the sacred to my life.
And Sri, as I bow before everything you just said, I want to just add and make sure you love it. So you want a secret, you want a tip, make sure your spiritual practice is something you love. I love our spiritual time, and thereby I love my life, because our life is our spiritual practice. So do you see how beautifully it unwinds, it unlocks everything? And I just have to share, because I am so in love with all of you that have already said yes and are doing this journey with Sri and I. Tomorrow night, after many years of the Ascended Realms really poking me to do this, and after many, many years of study, I am honored and filled with love and so much joy to, for the first time ever, reveal the keys to ascension. And these keys to ascension are keys that were literally illuminated for me when I would read the Bhagavad Gita. Certain passages would turn violet, and I would receive all this information about here's the depth of the ascended experience of this. And what I've been sharing with Sri, what we've been talking about, is I think part of my enthusiasm is that this is more than just my sharing with you, okay, as you go through the Gita, here's this, this, and this. What my heart already knows, and it's the very first time we're doing it, so this is just Akira, what my heart already knows is that those of you that have said yes to taking this journey with me is because your keys are waiting for you. Mm-hmm. I think I'm teaching you the keys to finding your keys. And what a fun way to do that.
Well,
and I do it because I love it. And that's the key. Do you love it?
Not only does she love it, every time we go to India, she comes home with another
suitcase.
Bhagavad Gita's. We've got
Mahabharata's.
We've got shelves and shelves. I said, but they all have the same title. And Kira says, but they're not all the same.
Oh, are they different? Guys, and that's why this is such an exciting moment. Plus, look at this moment in February, radiance, everything is visible. How perfect to connect with this really inner sanctum of your divine wisdom. Plus, let's hold each other's hands through the next 9 weeks, because the next 9 weeks are wild. Yeah. And it'll get us through the retrograde and on the other side of this moment of divine remembrance.
Wow. Yeah. So go to sriankira.com, click on the Keys of Ascension graphic there. You'll learn more about the class and the details. We invite you to join us. Class one starts
tomorrow,
and you will get the ability to see the video again and again.
If you can't be there live, don't stress. You can get, if you're living in a time zone where it's too uncomfortable, no worries. You'll get the videos right away.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's exciting.
Well, why don't we say hi to some folks?
Okay, let's say hi to some folks, Sri. Forgive me, guys. I just thought I felt something on my foot. I was like,
dogs was in here.
Well, no, I was more concerned about a critter because, you know, we do live in the mountains. All right. So let's go over here to this call board, and we're going to go right here. It looks like to the Twin Cities. And namaste, Twin Cities. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Hi.
Hi, dear. Welcome.
Hi,
Erica.
Kingston's been laying in the bed just listening with you all, and he would like to say hi.
Blessings, dear one. Blessings.
Oh, I love this.
Soul reading, please.
Oh, yes, Angel. You know, I have to smile because when you were sharing just now, I really was experiencing. Do we need her to turn down her speaker too, honey?
Yes.
Or is that feedback?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, turn off your... There you go.
I'm loving Mercury, yes, sweetheart. In order for us to do this reading with you, I need you to turn your speaker down, honey. We're getting terrible feedback. I'm hearing us twice.
Yeah, because there's a delay in the computer presentation. All right, are you there?
She is there. All right. Yay, that's so much better. Thank you. And so much better. And so, Angel, as you were sharing, the one thing that I was seeing actually was this beautiful, it's non-human, but it's a being of great presence and great light that has been dancing around you for quite a while. And this being does not have like a corporal name or even a form. Like I could say, well, it shows up as this master or it shows up as this one, because this energy is so eternal and so bright and so profound that it's like all encompassing. And I'm saying they because it's coming forward as like a plural. And what they're saying is that they're showing me you with your arms on your chest like this, and your eyes are closed, and you're leaning back, and it's like I'm seeing you in a sarcophagus, very much like a sarcophagus. And you've got your hands like this, and your eyes are looking up, and they're saying, yes, open your eyes and sit up. This is not your fate. You are ready for more, and you have no price you need to pay. Love that which you are and say yes. And so it is.
I just got certified in Egyptian yoga.
Yeah, well, sweetheart, there it's all over you. And my whole crown is tingling right now. And like I'm saying, it's this huge, it's a presence. And that presence is right around you. And so I encourage you to listen to this again, and I encourage you to really say thank you, to offer your gratitude to the universe, to all those that have gathered you on your way, that have brought you to this moment, because, Angel, you are ready, and so it is. Thank you.
And so it is. Here to the roaring 20s. I love you both so much.
Thank you. We love you too, sweetheart. Thank you. Many, many blessings. And wow, I just want to share with everyone that, do you feel your crown?
Yes.
You know, I really appreciate our first caller today, and I do say sorry to Pat over there at BBS, but I really appreciate that you were our first caller, and I think the reason that she had to be our first caller was for exactly that reason. All of us are being asked to ignite our crown chakra, mm-hmm. to really bring it up and to feel that energy. And I'm also smiling at that Mercury pre-phase energy that said, hey, there's going to, you know, even if things look a little, even if you have a little, let's say, distortion, I think that's the word, especially in the illumination, because in such bright light, things can be seen with distorted eyes. And so no matter what the distortion, what you know is true, are you committed to say yes? What are you willing to do? How are you doing it is really the deeper question of this moment.
You know, we are all on our own individuated path,
yet
we all have a common direction. And it's like we're on a big highway, and you're this lane, and you're this lane. And after a while, the dot, dot, dots of the lanes disappear, and we're just all in one lane.
Right. It's so true. And so let's run over to the other call board and try again. Let's go to Stephanie from, it looks like New Mexico, our former home. Namaste, Stephanie. Welcome.
Namaste. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. We can hear you great,
just
sweetheart.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you both so much. I would absolutely love a mini soul reading. So much propulsion, so much just wow.
Wow.
And a lot of confusion has that same power too. So it's just, I would love some clarity, please.
Well, first of all, I want you to take in a really deep breath, and I'm going to do that with you. Oh, yeah. As I was connecting with you, my breath stopped in my fifth chakra and almost felt like it was crunching my heart. And so as I was listening to you, I was just sharing and beaming you this radiance of energy that says, don't be afraid of you. And the clarity that you're seeking is stuck right here. It's all in your fifth chakra. Your heart has already created. And when I look at your lower chakras, everything's like cool with you, you know, but what it really is it's about this, and it's right at, it's interesting. I wore this 17 Mookie right there today at my neck, if you're watching. And what that is it's saying you are free. You have the power of miracles and you have the power to create, and that it's like you're being choked, and they're saying, release that which seeks to bind your truth. And say yes to that which you already know. And then they're saying, we are here and we are guiding you, and we hear you when you call out to us in the night. And there is this group around you right now, and and it's beautiful. One of them is putting this crown of like flowers and sparkles on your head. It's really quite beautiful. It's very tickly, actually. My head's tickling a lot right now. And this other one is draping this beautiful, like, I was going to call it a cape, but it's more like a very long shawl, maybe like a poncho type that you wrap around. And that's in gold. And they're saying, breathe again into this truth and know that you are ready. And so it is. Thank you, my love.
And so it is. Thank you.
Many blessings.
Namaste. Namaste. Wow. Whew. Are you breathing?
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody keep breathing, because my breath is really having a hard time.
What I'm noticing is it's like a tendency to be shallow breathing.
Exactly.
That we have to choose to fully accept the air in. Breathe it in.
Yeah.
Big breath. You go, okay, there's that's good. Let's do it again.
Yeah. And to really source through that, because the energy, remember, because this energy right now is intense. And guys, it breaks my heart, and yet it excites me to say, this is just the beginning. This is going to build over the next 2 years. And so it's one of those that the reason Sri and I are like, you know, they're like, put out this video, put out this calendar, do this, do that. We are in this moment of divine remembrance, and the easier that it will be based upon your acceptance of you. And I don't know, I probably didn't say that as well as I could. Sri, you want to rephrase that?
No, I was just thinking about the whole divine remembrance piece. Because,
me too.
Because the as we deepen our trust in the pathway of awakening.
Right.
That is also a pathway of authenticity.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot awaken to that which we are not. We
right.
awaken to that which we truly are, which is our authentic soul energy. And so think about this for a moment. To awaken means to become more visible to yourself and thereby activate deeper self-love, thereby activating a deeper sense of service in the world. It's a synergistic thing. And as we activate that deeper service in the world, we find that the resource from which we are acting, that which has been activated, is a remembrance of who we are beyond this illusionary moment.
Yeah.
And that remembrance of who we are, for some people, is going to show up as remembering a soul name, mm-hmm. remembering a sacred contract or covenant or duty that you had in the past flourished within. And that remembrance is so important, because as we own that and bring it into this timeline, we are calling on the resources of the universe and that which has gone before.
Well, Sri, first of all, I'm boiling. Like, how many of you are heating up as Sri is sharing that? And I think the reason I'm boiling is that, you know, yesterday at the Mastery Mentorship, someone commented and say, oh, Kira changed her name. I'm going to change my name too. Well, I want to share that. That's part of that divine remembrance.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not change my name. As a matter of fact, as my husband knows, I have been wrestling in those borderlands of sanity ever since it was a full body appearance of the Ascended Master El Moira, who looked at me and said, when will you remember who you really are? You are Master Lady Kira Ra. And as you claim that, so will the illumination grow within you.
Yeah.
I have agonized over claiming that name, because it brought up in me, in my own divine remembrance, it brought up in me all of the little hidden things that I didn't know were hidden there, that I was really having to look at and honor and respect and pay attention to. And so it was a very difficult yet easy decision. And at first I was trying it on. I couldn't even say it. I noticed it wouldn't fall out of my mouth, that I had to keep really working on it. And then the divine directors, who are the ones that have really orchestrated all of this, if we were to use that word, which is probably not a good choice, but the divine directors were really very clear that when we say yes to the union of the body and soul, when we say yes to the soul leading, that is a divine remembrance. That is when the reverse aging, the health miracles, the things that they say can't happen, happen. And so I also am very grateful and humbled, because humility and gratitude are the key to your true mastery. If you are not as abundant as you would like to be, then the first place you need to look at is your humility, not false humility, your true humility and your gratitude and the sincerity, love, and presence that you put into every breath. And speaking of that, I want to give a huge shout out over to the Oneness Talk Radio chat. And any of you that are anywhere else chatting, you might want to jump in, because Ankiel is in there.
Do you remember Ankiel?
Do you remember he was the one who was on the blackout in India and he wasn't able to be in the internet, and we did a reading for him on air? He's in the chat today. And
so
we are so happy to have you back with us. And so he's right over here at Oneness Talk Radio. I was in there talking to him, and I noticed Bria's jumping in there as well, and Jess has been in there. And so any of you that might have remembered him, he's been gone since last August because of media blackout. Let's say hi, and let's say how much we love him and all of our beloved brethren worldwide. Together, we are better. We are at a moment of great up-level. And I do want to share with all of you that please make a note. This Tuesday night, well, of course, tomorrow night we start the Keys to Ascension class, but Tuesday night, I am so humbled that my show, Soul Mirrors, Be Amazed, that is produced by my husband, Sri Ram Ka, because it's such a popular show, we have been moved to an even better primetime slot over at TFR Live, iHeartRadio, and all of the other affiliates that carry it, including Oneness Talk Radio and YouTube Oneness Talk Radio. We are now on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, and that means that Soul Mirrors is now going to be, we're going to be doing Saturday, Sunday, and then Tuesday is going to be the, okay, how's your week going? And let's keep going.
Right.
So we're very excited. We thank everyone over at TFR for making this primetime slot available to us. We are very grateful. And so, hey, make a note and join us for some fun. It's a pretty interesting conversation.
It is indeed. And that conversation is also up leveling.
We are all up leveling.
You know,
guys.
And I know for Kira and I, part of it is entering this no BS zone.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Really? What are you addicted to?
We're clear that our role is to hold a standard of authenticity,
yeah,
to hold a surrender to the truth, to be willing to share the intimacy of the spiritual evolution and the process that we have committed to,
right,
so that you might ignite within you your own knowings and your own recognition.
To ignite those around you.
Because we can't teach you anything.
No.
All we can do is say, here we are, and what does our presence ignite within you, so
right,
that you may claim the master more fully that is right there inside your heart, inside,
yes,
your wisdom, and is evolving forward into visibility.
Everything is illuminated right now. And remember, the ego, Archangel Zadkiel from our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, Archangel Zadkiel, the ego is a sly pirate.
Yes.
It will do anything and everything to stop you. And when we say yes to the soul and we allow the soul and the body to become together as one, miracles become our birthright. In this moment of divine remembrance, that is what each one of these retrograde energies are going to be about. February is ignition. February is blast off. February is roaring flow. And in this moment, February 2, 2020, you are in a breath that has not happened for 909 years. Please take that in, and it will be 101 years before it happens again. This is a moment that you came for. What are you noticing?
Yes.
What are you breathing? And rather than focusing on the world outside of you and what that's showing you, maybe Sri and I can invite you to spend some time looking at you. Where is the perfect balance coming in? What is being shown to you? What are you seeing today specifically? What is right in front of you that needs to be made whole, needs to be balanced? What are you saying to yourself? Where is the love, and how much do you want it? Are you inspired or are you tired? And the key is, if you want your dreams to come true. You got to want them. You got to be committed to them. And you got to live in a no bullshit free zone. And I'm saying it out loud because there's a lot of BS out there, guys.
A lot of BS. To want it is one thing, and to live it and to take action
is
the next thing. And so, beloved ones, as we come to a close for today, we are so delighted to be with you.
We love you so much.
And so thank you for being with us. Revisit the show. Grab the nuggets. Be inspired. And
go to SriAndKira.com. Join us tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Join the class.
And everything else. Go check it out.
So, beloveds, take a breath. Until we have the joy of being with you live next time, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.